Hello, my name's Beth, and welcome to this bite-sized episode for the Pain Creative podcast, where we talk about creativity and the creative life from a spiritual and nature-based perspective. We release one of these short episodes to complement each full-length episode, and each time I draw a tarot card and reflect on it in relation to the themes we explored in the full-length episode. So this month's full-length episode was on the theme of fruit and the process of ripening that brings our creative endeavours to maturity and completion. We talked about the importance of allowing the fruit of our labours to ripen fully if we want to feel satisfied by them, about having patience with the process even if it's taking longer than we would like. We talked about fruits as something that we grow and tend for future generations as well as ourselves, and how we might slow ourselves down through comparisons to others and our ideas about success and failure. Today, though, we are following on from that, and I have drawn a tarot card to take this conversation forward. Actually, I have drawn two cards for this episode because the first card that I drew was actually the Ten of Swords, which is the same card that we looked at last time when we were talking about flowers. And I think maybe that was underlining that, like the flower, the fruit, it also represents a threshold. It is the end result of a creative cycle, but it is also the means to start a new cycle, as it contains the seeds that can grow a new plant. And there's a resonance there with the flower that has to fall away to make way for the fruit. So must the fruit fall away and release its seeds to create a new plant, much like we need to allow ourselves to complete our creative endeavours, whatever they might be, whatever form they may take, whether that's artwork or healing or some other kind of change or transformation or creation. And we need to make room for new growth and for new projects and new beginnings that might want to be born from or built upon what we've already achieved. And this led me into the second card, which was the Nine of Pentacles. And to give you a description of the Nine of Pentacles card, I used the Universal Weight deck. So this card shows a woman dressed in a luxurious robe of red and gold, with a falconry glove on her arm and a hooded bird perched on her elevated hand. And she stands in a luscious garden full of ripe grapes on extensive vines, with a castle behind her, trees in full leaf, standing against mountains in the background against a golden sky. And nine golden pentacle discs surround her. And in the foreground at her feet is a tiny snail. So as usual, I sat with the card and I meditated on it, bearing in mind the presence of the Ten of Swords as well. And I stepped into the image in my mind. And in the meditation, the woman came to me and she offered me some of the grapes. And they were ripe and they were juicy and they were sweet. And she showed me that the vines extended through her huge garden, mature plants that had lived through many, many cycles of producing fruit, each cycle increasing the age and the strength of the plant, enabling it to grow more and more fruit each time. And this felt like something that could be said of us humans too, that the more we use and express these creative energies within us, the more we understand them and we learn to use them consciously in our lives, the more we gift ourselves with a sense of our own abundance through them. Because part of this act of bringing a creation to fruit, of allowing it to ripen and mature, is that at the end of that process, we are able to harvest it and to receive it and to be nourished and enriched by what we have grown in our lives or ourselves or in the world. Our creations become part of the wider abundance within our lives if we let ourselves experience them in that way, something that we have the ability to increase exponentially as we move through cycle after cycle after cycle. And then she started to speak, and she said to me that every grape has its own time. Nobody can tell you when your grapes should be picked, but you must know when your own harvest is ready. Without this knowledge, you will pick a too ripened or an insufficiently mature fruit from the vine, and neither will give you the result that you want. Your ability to understand the point of completion is crucial to knowing when the harvest is ready and ripened, and when it will render you the best outcome when you are ready to receive it. Because there is little that can be done once the fruit has left the plant. It cannot be restored to the womb or the mother who gave birth to it. If you pick too soon, then the work that has been completed can be lost. If the fruit is plucked too late, then it may already have lost some of its sweetness and the perfect ripeness of it. The structure that gave it beauty and form may start to fall away and disintegrate before it has a chance to offer its nourishment to you. You may reject its gift because its form is no longer as you imagined, and it may feel unexpected in the way that you experience it. In human lives, these things translate to your endeavours in ways that affect how you might value something you have created, and this can be a problem if you do not distinguish the point at which you have achieved your goal. There are times when you may perceive that you can benefit more by continuing along a path that has already ended, and by doing so, you may find that your achievement falls away or starts to distort, because the time for plucking and receiving the outcome of your efforts had passed. If you allow something that you create to become more than it has the energy to sustain or you are able to sustain, then you can find it to be something that no longer brings you pleasure. The harvest is lost. Similarly, when the achievement is seen too early, then the full potential that was available to you may not be realized. It can disappoint you when you pull the fruit from the vine too early and you find it has none of the sweetness or softness or juice to enjoy. It is not part of your abundant experience because it has not been allowed to become such. Everything that you create has a lifetime of its own. It does not live or die according to your timing. And this felt like a really important point that she was making. We can talk about how do we stay on a path to ripen the fruits of our creative endeavors, to fully realize the potential of the effort and energy we've invested. But we also have to know when it's done, so that we reap the reward of that. If we're impatient, then we don't allow the full potential to manifest. If we wait too long, or we keep hammering away at something that is finished, then we risk destroying some or even all of what we've invested, or becoming just increasingly dissatisfied with it. And it reminded me a little bit of something my art tutors used to say to all of us regularly, which was, know when to stop. That is part of the creative process, knowing when it's done, you know, with clay. Clay can literally start to distort and weaken if it's overworked. A painting can be completely ruined if you keep at it past the point where it's finished. And even the best cake, it will burn if you leave it in the oven too long, or it will be soggy if you don't leave it there for long enough. And it can be the difference between something that you get a real sense of satisfaction and reward from and something that you just want to throw in the bin at the end of it, and you will walk away with a dent in your confidence and the sensation of time wasted. So whatever it is that you're creating in your life, when you get to that stage where you can see an end on the horizon, the Nine of Pentacles seems to say, pay attention to where that end point actually is. Don't be greedy and don't deny yourself the full reward. And then you can experience the abundance that you've created for yourself, and you can be fully nourished for it. And perhaps in light of that, the Ten of Swords was maybe also pointing to the moment of completion, knowing when that is and allowing it to happen. So as usual, I do have some questions for you to consider if you choose to make this content more relevant to you specifically and to your life. And you can use these as journaling prompts or discussion starters or to reflect on internally, however you wish. But anyway, here they are. So firstly, can you think of any examples of projects or things that you might have worked on or towards in your own life where you maybe didn't let it reach a natural end, whether through impatience with it because you thought it was taking too long, or for some other reason, or maybe something where you carried on working on something beyond its natural ending, maybe because of a bit of perfectionism or because you didn't want to let go of it or some other reason? And how did those things work out? And in hindsight, when you're looking back on it, can you see where you might have got a different outcome if you'd either kept going or you'd stepped away from it at an earlier point? And secondly, what are the ways that you create or experience abundance in your life? You know, can you think of any ways that you can or do use your creativity in whatever way to manifest a greater sense of abundance for yourself that will or does nourish and support you? And lastly, can you think of a time when you have worked towards something, whatever it might be, and achieved it in a way where you were able to feel the satisfaction and the reward of that? And can you take some time now to remember that and to remember the feeling of that and to just sit in it for a little while and receive it, to just let yourself be nourished and supported by it? Because, you know, we can always return to these emotional memories for sustenance when we have need of them. Okay, so I will leave you with those thoughts. This is what I have for you today. Thank you so, so much for listening. And I hope you found that useful as an additional insight into the themes that we've been exploring around fruit. And as always, we do love to hear from you. So if you do have any comments or feedback, or you'd like to share any of your own insights, then please come visit us over on our Facebook group. You can find us by searching Facebook for Pagan Creative and clicking through to join. Or if you don't like Facebook, and we know some people don't, then we do also have a Buy Me a Coffee page where we also post our updates, where you can leave us a message or a comment on any of our episodes, and you can also support the podcast there if that's something that you feel you would like to do. You can find that page at buymeacoffee.com/pagancreative. Or if you know someone who you think would enjoy or benefit from this episode, then please do also consider sharing it with them. We always really, really appreciate your support in that way. And otherwise, I hope you will tune in for our next episode, which will be part 7 of our 9-part series on plant growth, and where we will be talking about harvest. But for now, thanks again for listening, and lots of love, lots of light, lots of blessings coming out to you. Until next time, bye for now.